B-Pod Studios.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Just remember, 9 o'clock hour, we're going to give you a chance to win KISS tickets. Tickets to KISS. How about that? Xfinity Center coming up August 18th. You could be there with KISS. So be listening. We'll tell you exactly when to listen coming up. All right, LBF Dirty Laundry.
Well, I know one woman who's going to go to concerts wearing no bras. And I'm going to tell you who that woman is.
Uh-huh.
She's decided to just get rid of the old bra.
Freedom. Okay.
But before I get to that.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez went house hunting the other day. They're in L.A., and they checked out a few mansions, including one for $65 million. I mean, that just seems incredible to me.
Yeah.
What doesn't that house have?
I know. It's very beautiful.
It's got a bowling alley.
It does have a bowling alley. Yeah. It has a pool. It has a nice view. Blah, blah, blah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's... So, is it too early for them to be house shopping?
I think it's too early for them to be house shopping. Man. I know they dated back in the day.
They want to play house again.
Right.
Right?
I think they're moving too fast. There are kids involved.
But they do have a history, so it's not like
I think
just
he was her plan B. And she was his plan B. They weren't single at the same time. And then all of a sudden, she hits a rocky road with A-Rod.
This isn't what our caller, Tabitha, wants to hear. But I think you're right.
I think so. The plan.
She could wind up with Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
So that's an example of.
Yeah, the plan B for
B
Ben.
Coming.
That was her plan B.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Anyway, they're looking for houses. Okay. Real Housewives. Huh? They're going the Hallmark route. They're going to have a Real Housewives of the North Pole, and it's going to star Beverly Hills Housewife Kyle Richards, who, by the way, was in the original Halloween.
That's the Christmas movie we do not need.
Let's spill some tea on Mrs. Claus.
And actress Betsy Brandt. And two friends who have a falling out that causes chaos in the town of North Pole, Vermont. I don't know. I'm a big fan of the Real Housewives, but I don't know if I need that in my life. Okay, so who's going to go braless? From now on... Gillian Anderson, she of the Crown. She played Margaret Thatcher.
Didn't she just
she decided she's never, 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 never wearing a bra again.
Is that right?
She doesn't care if they sink to her knees.
her words, not yours.
Yeah,
right?
Not mine.
Okay, good.
Yeah, she's like, that's it. It's over. And then I said,
yeah,
that. Mm-hmm. That's a good idea, and I'm all for burning bras and all that stuff.
Okay.
But you're missing out and what I think is the best part of the day.
And that would
that
be?
That is the day. That's the time you take your bra off. Ah. There's nothing more satisfying. Yep. Not a martini, not a piece of cake, not even a meatball sub or a bologna sandwich. There's nothing better. Ask any woman.
I'll never know. I will never know what that's like.
No, you won't. No. In fact... Mm. Yeah, you won't. You won't know that satisfaction.
I don't wear a bra.
Well, great. I mean, if you did, Bob, I'd accept you for you.
I'm sure you would.
Man's ear? Bro? No?
A bro. Man's ear.
I'm thinking you're done.
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay, good.
I love talking about bras and Bob.
Glad to hear that.
Bob wearing a bra. Our bro.
Okay.
And I get so uncomfortable. It's so fun. Yeah. Like to borrow my shoes?
In the famous words of Margaret Thatcher, no, thank you. I don't need one.
Okay. That's a good one. Nice.
Thank you.
Oh, boy.
Okay, Brian. Let me know if you're uncomfortable, Brian.
Very uncomfortable
right
now.
All right. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. It's a hot one today, 94, and heat indexes of 100. So there you go. But things cool off. Tonight with a thunderstorm, 71. Tomorrow, showers and scattered thunderstorms. A high only 76. Sunday, cloudy showers and 70.
Yeah, wow. I know. Every weekend, it's like, really?
This is July.
Doesn't feel like summer yet.
It doesn't. I know. My wife and I were saying, when's summer come?
Yeah.
Because it doesn't feel like
it
yet.
September.
Oh, yeah, right. Exactly.
Right?
Hey, Chuck's on the phone.
Okay.
Yeah, talking about Plan B. We heard on Morning Court today from Tabitha. Her husband said, I got a Plan B, show from high school. It was unrequited, as they say.
Yeah.
But you just throw it out there, and Tabitha didn't know how to take it. Whether it's a light, he's just being a funny guy, or
serious.
Or where there's smoke, there's Cheryl.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. So anyway, Cheryl. Chuck's on the phone.
Okay.
So Chuck, you got a plan B, huh?
I do have a plan B, except it's plan LBF.
Oh.
I have a huge crush on LBF.
Oh, okay. You do?
And I know she's married, but if anything ever happens,
Chuck let comes me know. In.
Chuck comes
as
in.
As plan B.
Chuck, Bo Buck.
Look at that. Chuck.
Well, I'm fun playing the name game.
Yeah, well, first really, I hate to disappoint you, Chuck, but she's extremely happily married.
Well, today.
Well, but what is it about, what is je ne sais quoi does the LBF have that's so irresistible?
The irresistibility, I think, is just a exuberant personality that she has.
There's no doubt about that.
The laugh, mm-hmm. the laugh. The,
you like that?
The jokes, the sense of humor, absolutely.
How and about the bologna?
Like an ex-girlfriend of mine.
How about the bologna?
The bologna?
Yeah.
You like bologna sandwiches?
I do like the bologna.
She's, bologna sandwiches.
And lobster.
I like bologna
and
lobster. Sandwiches.
Yeah, she swings both ways.
All right.
You do bologna or lobster?
I do bologna and lobster.
Low rent, high rent.
Yes, exactly.
There you go.
That's the problem. You never know what you're going to get.
It's either mayo or melted butter. Chuck, well,
what do you bring to the table, Chuck?
Yeah, Chuck. Besides your endearing qualities.
What do I bring to the table? I'm an awesome guy. It's just, I'm an all-around excellent person.
Well,
all right. I love all-around excellent people.
And look at my taste in women.
Right.
And
sells itself.
Sells itself. Exactly. Jeez, smart Chuck. Guy. It's obviously smart Jeez, and has man. Excellent taste.
There you go.
You know what? I hope Dave heard all this.
I hope so, too.
We'll tighten him up a little
now
bit.
Right. Plan B.
I know. I got a plan B, Chuck. Thank you. I got
plan C for Chuck.
Thanks, Chuck.
All right.
Good
bye.
Call, man. Bye-bye. There it is.
There it is.
Chuck coming in with plan B.
Yes. Bob says that my appeal is that I'm approachable. And I said, that's how you describe a black lab.
No, it's not. See, he approached you.
Yeah, I'm approachable. Oh, look at that's not a scary dog. That's a sweet one.
Especially if you got bologna sandwich.
He's called me pleasant. Oh, you're a pleasant looking, approachable woman. I saw.
All right, look, you're not putting me on trial, sis.
I love okay. to. I love to. It's my favorite.
No, it's not. I said, you know, you're very fun and appealing and approachable. So Chuck felt comfortable, you know, making yes. his
give me a chew toy office. And I'll be super psyched.
Oh, boy.
Right.
You know, don't stop that. Okay.
That bacon?
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.